You got to do it his way. Because if you do your part, he will do his part. Is there a witness in this place? If you do your part, he says he will do his part. If my people who are called by my name would humble themselves, pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal the land. If you do it his way.
Welcome to the Excellence in Ministry broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker, Senior Pastor of Little Rock AME Zion Church. Get ready for a word that will transform your life for the better and give you insight on how obedience to God's word is set up for a lifetime of blessings and a weapon to thwart any attack of Satan against your life. At the end of this broadcast, information will be given about their church location and how to obtain a copy of this message in its entirety. Now, let's join the Excellence in Ministry broadcast already. Ready in progress.
I remember a story in the Bible days. You took a man called Moses with a rod in his hand. Moses, take the rod in your hand.
Yeah, come on.
Stretch it out and walk on dry land. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. Use me, use me.
If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me.
Every day of my life.
If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me.
Take my hands,
Lord, and my feet.
Touch my heart,
Lord, speak to me.
If you can use
anything,
Lord, I know
you.
I remember a story,
tell it,
and I remember it well. You took a little boy called David with a sling in his hand. He took the rock with the sling in his hand. He flung the rock and the giant.
Chapter 3, and we will be reading verses 1 through 10 of Acts chapter 3, and I'll be reading from the New King James Version of the Holy Scripture this morning. Acts chapter 3, verses 1 through 10, and this is what it says. Now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they lay daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms from those who entered the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for alms. And fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said, "Look at us." So he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. So he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. Then they knew that it was he who sat begging alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. I have read in your hearing from Acts chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. God bless this word to our spirits this morning. Amen.
Amen.
I do want to thank Reverend Deborah Dubois for reading the lesson from the Holy Scripture this morning. And she read from the third chapter of the Acts of the Holy Spirit through the Apostles, chapter 3. She read verses 1 through 10, Acts 3, 1 through 10. And please permit me to read it again from the New International Version. This is what it says. One day, Peter and John were going up to the temple at the time of prayer at 3 p.m. Now a man crippled from birth was being carried to the temple gate called Beautiful, where he was put every day to beg from those going into the temple courts. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money. Peter looked straight at him, as did John. Then Peter said, "Look at us." So the man gave them his attention, expecting to get something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver or gold I do not have, but what I have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." Taking him by the right hand, he helped him up, and instantly the man's feet and ankle bones became strong. He jumped to his feet and began to walk. Then he went with them into the temple courts, walking and jumping and praising God. When all the people saw him walking and praising God, they recognized him as the same man who used to sit begging at the temple gate called Beautiful. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. Look again at verse number 6. Then Peter said, "Silver or gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. I want to talk for just a little while from this subject. Get on up. The church say, "Get on up." You better hear me this morning. But I've made up my mind that in spite of the enemy's attempt to
to kick me down, to push me down,
preach.
To talk me down,
yes.
To let me down. I've decided that regardless of their attempts to keep me down and push me down and let me down, that I will not stay down.
My Lord.
I've made up my mind, in spite of my situation, in spite of my circumstances, I'm going to get up and I'm going to keep on getting up. Anybody else going to get on up? No matter what the circumstances of your life is, it is no excuse to stay down. Because even though the oppressor may dig a hole for you, you don't have to jump into it.
That's right.
Heard Al Sharpton say once that if I knock you down, shame on me. If I come back next week and you're still down, shame on you. That we own some responsibility to make up our own minds that we have been down too long and we won't be down any longer. So what we're going to do, we're going to get on up. Let the church say, get on up. Give God praise, you're going to get on up. I'm compelled and fascinated by this story found here in the third chapter of the book of Acts. And you know, in the early chapters of Acts, that the day of Pentecost had just occurred in Acts 2, where the power fell on that day on the disciples of Jesus Christ, who were where they were supposed to be, doing what they were supposed to be doing. And Luke says that when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all together in one place and with one accord. And suddenly, the sound of a mighty rushing wind filled the house where they were sitting, and tongues as a fire landed on each of them, and they all began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. And what's wonderful about this is that when the power came, that those who were on the inside went outside and began to preach Jesus. And after this occurrence, Luke reports that 3,000 souls were saved. Acts chapter 3 picks up the story where the disciples Peter and John were on their way to prayer, as was their custom at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And as they go to prayer, they are met by a man who Luke says has been crippled from birth. Who was laid daily at the temple, where he was placed there to beg for alms or for money. And I'm fascinated by this because while Luke does not give his name, you can really put your own name there. Because we all have something in common with this man.
Yes, sir.
What do we have in common? I'm so glad you asked. He was born with a condition.
Yeah.
And I want you to know that you and I have been born with a condition. And that condition is called sin. Because we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity, David says. But when I look at this man, I'm fascinated by the fact that it says here that there were those who went and got him every day to lay him at the gates. To beg for money. They went down to his house. And he was down, and they got him and then took him down the street and down the corner and down the block and laid him down at the gates where people looked down on him and put money down in his cup. But when Peter and John saw him down, what I like about it is that they said, look on us. And if you're going to get on up, the first thing you got to do when you're down is look up. Somebody say, get on up. When you get on up, the first way to get on up is that you got to look up. Because you can imagine as he is down on the ground that he had become so accustomed to people passing by and giving him money in his cup. And he was so accustomed to this, I imagine that the posture of a beggar was to look down and to hold his cup up, hoping that someone would drop some coins in his cup. But they said, look up. And that's why I came by to tell somebody who's been down too long that you need to stop being down by looking up. And the reason why you're staying down is that you're looking in the wrong direction. That instead of looking up, you're looking around. Your deliverance is not around you. It's above you. And you've been looking to other sources for too long to help you up. Your help is not there. Because you find in this story, there are people who will not only see you down, they'll help bring you down. And so your answer is not in other people. Your answer is in the name of God. They said, look on us. Silver and gold we do not have, but such as we have, we give to you. In the name of Jesus, oh God. I love this. I've come by here to tell somebody, stop looking around and learn how to look up. And what this man found is that his deliverance was not in his cup. It was in Christ. And they looked to receive something from him. He was hoping for silver, but instead he got salvation. He was hoping for gold, but instead he got grace. He was hoping for money, but instead he got mercy. He was hoping for cash, but instead he got Christ. Anybody glad when you look up, you'll get more than you ever expected? I've come by here to let the church understand, in order to get up, you need to start looking up. I don't know how you feel about it, but I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from which cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer my foot to be moved. He that keepeth me will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going in and your coming out from this time forth, even forevermore. You got to look up. Stop looking to people. Look to Jesus. Stop looking to your career. Look to Jesus. Stop looking to your house. Look to Jesus. Stop looking to your job. Look to Jesus. Stop looking to your boom. Look to Jesus. And you will find out that everything you need is in that name. Anybody know there's power in that name? There's healing in that name. There's deliverance in that name. There's joy in that name. Stop looking around and learn to look up. I've come by here and I'm about to take my seat, but I just want to say this. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. He is the King. He is the King. He's the King of glory. Let the church say, get on up. And if you get on up, the first thing you got to do was what? Look up. Give God praise. You believe it today.
Praise 100.9 and 92.7 listeners. Get ready for a minute with the doctor.
Praise the Lord. This is Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker, pastor of Little Rock AME Zion Church. In the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8, Jesus tells his disciples after his resurrection and before he ascended back to the Father, but you will receive power after the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. As you know, people of God, the Holy Spirit Spirit, the third person in the Trinity, was given to us for direction, comfort, truth, discernment, and of course, power. As Christians, if we allow the Holy Spirit in us, as Jesus directed in Scripture, to allow us to be witnesses for Him, it makes it possible to lead the lost out of darkness into His marvelous light. And that is a promise from heaven. Please come join us at Little Rock AME Zion Church for our Sunday morning worship experience at 10 a.m. For more details, call 704-334-3782 or visit our website, www.littlerockamezion.org.
The most powerful posture of any child of God is when they rise up. I love the scripture when Jesus tells a story in Luke 15 about the prodigal son who lost his way. And he left home and he took up with some people who helped him spend his money on riotous living, as the Bible describes it. And after his money was all gone, so were his friends. And it says that he got so poor and so low down, he found himself in a pigsty, in a pig's pen, where the food even looked so delicious because he was so hungry. But the most powerful, one of the most powerful scriptures in all of the Bible is when it says, and when he came to himself, he said, I will rise and go to my father. I don't care how low down you've been. Once you decide to get up, God will take you back as if you never were down. Is there a witness in this place? No matter how low down you've been, once you make up your mind, you're going to get up. Won't he help you up? Come here, Abraham. He said, leave your country and your kindred and go to a place I will show you. Abraham had to rise up. He went to Moses and said, take off your shoes because the place that you are standing is on holy ground. And he took him and told him to tell Pharaoh to let the people go. And when the children of Israel made up their mind, they didn't want to be slaves anymore. They began to rise up. As you go through all the scripture, God always helps those who don't mind getting up. I'm so glad that David got up. I'm so glad that Solomon got up. I'm so glad that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego got up. I'm so glad that Daniel got up. But you know what I'm really glad about it? One day Jesus got up. And there's something about when you get up, God will help you up. Anybody glad that you can rise up? I've come by here to say you've been down too long. Rise up and be what God told you to be. Rise up and say what God told you to say. Rise up and go where God told you to go. You ought to rise up. You've been down too long. Rise up, rise up, and rise up and walk. And what I love about this story is that when he got up, Luke the physician said, his feet and ankle bones received strength. And so when you get on up, you got to first look up. And then you got to rise up. But thirdly, you got to step up. Let the church say, step up. You got to step up. I love it. So he stood up on his feet and he went into the temple. And the first thing you got to do is step up into your purpose. God did not make you to be down. He wants you to be up. He did not make you to be a victim. He wants you to be a victor. He did not make you to be dependent on anybody. He wants you to depend on him. So rise up and step up into your purpose and be who God has called you to be and say what God has called you to say. Step up into your purpose. Step up and vote. Step up and learn. Step up and help somebody. Step up and save somebody. Step up and mentor some youth. Step up into your ministry. Step up and be a good usher. Step up and be a good choir member. Step up and be a good trustee. Step up and be a good steward. Step up and be a good deaconess. Step up and be a good preacher. Anybody ready to step up? Get on up. Step up. Step up into your purpose. But thirdly, you got to step up into your praise. It says that he began to walk and leap and praise God. God has made you to give him glory. Anybody here came to give God glory? I don't know how you feel about it, but I've come
that I might give my God some glory. That once he has touched my life, and once he has saved my soul, and once he has made me whole. I said to somebody, I wasn't going to tell nobody, but I couldn't keep it to myself. I got to let you know what he's done for me. Anybody glad for what he's done for you? If you come in here, you want to get on up and give God some praise. I said, get on up and praise him. Get on up and adore him. Get on up and shout hallelujah. Get on up and give him glory. Get on up. Get on up. Get on up. Get on up and stay up and be the man of God, the woman of God that God has called you to be. I don't know how you feel about it, but I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound. Lord, plant my feet. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I've come by here to give the church a simple message. Get up. Get on up. Give God praise. Get on up. Get on up. Get on up. Get on up. And be his light. And shed your life. That he may use you. And get glory. He can't use you when you're down. That's why you got to get on up. And be.
Get on up.
Who he's called you to be. Somebody's here today without a church home. Somebody's here without a savior. And all you got to do today is come forth and give me your hand and give God your heart. You've been down too long. It's time that you get on up.
Thank you for tuning in to the Excellence in Ministry broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker, Senior Pastor of Little Rock AME Zion Church. If you are new to the area and seeking a new church home, please feel free to come by our location, 401 North McDowell Street, just minutes from Uptown Charlotte. Our order of services are as follows: 9 a.m. Sunday School, 10 a.m. Morning Service, 12 noon Tuesday Midday Bible Study, and 6:30 p.m. Tuesday Evening Bible Study. If you want to know more about what's going on at Little Rock, you can visit us on the web at LittleRockAMEZion.org. Also, if you were blessed by today's message and want to obtain a copy in its entirety, call 704-334-3782. That's 704-334-3782. Little Rock AME Zion Church is a ministry with so much to offer. They have ministries for adults and children, choirs, missions, and outreach that helps inside the church and the community as a whole. And, of course, this radio broadcast, where God is glorified, Jesus is magnified, the people are edified, faith is fortified, and ministry is multiplied. Be blessed and tune in next Sunday, 7:30 a.m. to 8 a.m. for the Excellence in Ministry broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker on WPZS Praise 100.9 and 92.7 and online at www.praisecharlotte.com podcast page on your desktop computer, laptop, tablet, or smartphone.
Praise the Lord. This is Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker, pastor of Little Rock AME Zion Church. Please come join us at Little Rock AME Zion Church for our Sunday morning worship experience at 10 a.m. For more details, call 704-334-3782 or visit our website, www.littlerockamezion.org.
Praise listeners, now you can listen to some of the dynamic preaching by going to the PraiseCharlotte.com podcast page on your desktop computer, laptop, tablet, or your smartphone 24/7, 365 with a great lineup of preachers. The Greater New Life Baptist Church's Dr. D.K. Martin, Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church's Reverend Matthew L. Browning, the Glory Has Come International Ministries Pastor Troy King, Little Rock AME Zion's Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker, New Bethel Church of God in Christ Pastor Tommy A. Murphy, Weeping Willow AME Zion Pastor Enrico White, Trinity Christian Center Bishop Keith Felton, and finally, Life-Changing Church Overseer Dorothy McGuire. So log on PraiseCharlotte.com to hear the preached word any day of the week. Also, if your ministry or church wants to get the message out on the Praise Podcast, call Brian Moore, 704-548-7854 or via email at bmoore@radio-1.com.